You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, joined by the great Howard.
Hello. Good morning. Or good evening.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this morning in here.
It's that kind of day.
I know. It's been that kind of day for me, too. And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com for soulful music news and talk right here on The Flow. We're here each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com, because, you know, that show is based off of the website. And, you know, on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be ugly. And speaking of ugly, check out the website. Our latest blog post is called Cookies. It's hilarious. Go to thisdateisover.com, click on the blog tab, and check out the stories, Cookies. Post your comments. Let me know what you think. Interesting story, to say the least. But tonight, we're talking about curve appeal, because that's a popular word nowadays, getting curved. Have you been curved, Howard?
Yeah.
Have you done a lot of curving?
No.
Really?
No.
You look like you might be a curver.
I mean, I feel like
you look
I
like
may,
your patience
may,
is real thin
have
with a lot of people.
Said something that was taken that way, mm-hmm. but I was in my most sincere in that moment. I wasn't trying to play nobody.
Mm-hmm. Curving line is this date is over. But before we get into tonight's topic, man, let's see, where do I begin? So I had a fabulous weekend.
Okay.
Went to New York with my girl Brandy. What's up, Brandy? Went wedding dress shopping. Ugh, say that three times fast. Not for me.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were marrying yourself. I thought that's what
no,
we talked about last
I'm
week.
Not that desperate. I mean, I think I'm totally freaking awesome, but I plan to marry a man.
Okay.
You know, a live human being. But yeah, we went wedding dress shopping for my girl Brandy. Went to Kleinfeld in New York, and then we had some great food, went to the bar, went out. It was just a lovely getaway, except for the ride back. That was scary as all hell on Sunday. We saw two cars spin out right in front of us and go back and forth from guardrail to guardrail like a ping pong ball.
Jesus.
So by the grace of God, we made it back unscathed, and the car did not get touched because she knew what she was doing behind the wheel by not driving like a damn maniac. You know, people, it's snowing, it's raining, it's all the above, it's icy. And people were driving like maniacs. So I'm grateful we got back. It took us a long time, but hey, I'm safe. So it is what it is. So how was your weekend?
It was pretty cool. Went out to Deep Creek, sort of for my birthday, but not really. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of what people were doing. But we almost got stuck in Deep Creek too. But we had some folks from Chicago was like, this is not happening. Our flight back to Chicago. I'm going to dig y'all out. And so we made it home.
So y'all could have stayed in Frostburg. That's Frostburg.
I saw Frostburg.
33. Exit 33.
Sorry.
Oh, don't play yourself.
Nope. I saw in the group.
Don't play yourself.
Half your listeners are from Frostburg.
Don't play yourself, because Frostburg is where it's at.
Okay. You say so.
If you've gone to Frostburg, you'd be a better person.
Oh.
As if you're a horrible person now.
But that's a little aggressive.
I know, right? Curved. Yeah, Frostburg is a great place to be for a little while. I enjoyed myself there a little bit, a lot bit. I don't know. That's where I first started doing radios in Frostburg.
Okay.
Well, my own radio show.
You had a start?
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say that. I really started in elementary school because I did the morning announcements.
Okay.
So, but I had my own radio show once I got to Frostburg. Mm. Anyway, what else I want to add? Today, my goodness, has been a crazy day. And actually, before today, I got sick. So, I'm thinking I got this cold. So, I've been hoarse since Friday. And I don't know, I'm not hoarse any longer, which is a great thing, but I had been extremely hoarse. I thought I had a cold, but, you know, I was taking all kinds of daggone medicine, but I think I had a sinus infection. So I went to the doctor, also known as mom, got some meds, and boom, I feel 1,000% better. So thank you, mom. And also, mom came to the rescue again today. So I try to go to work this morning, work on a project, get to my car. Heifer will not start at all. And you know what? This is a curve story.
Okay.
So I'm outside. I pull my hood up like, shoot. I have a portable jump start battery, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
So I pull my battery out and I'm trying to jump my car. It's not working. And these guys walk up who were, I guess, doing some work in my neighborhood. And one of the guys says, oh, do you need some help? I said, yes, I do. I said, I need a jump because, you know, my stuff's not working.
Mm-hmm.
He said, sure, I'll be right back. Never came back. I said, all right. I waited for that man for 30 minutes.
Oh,
30 minutes.
Wow.
And he did not come back.
Wow.
So I called my project manager. And she was like, well, where are you? I said, I'm at home. She's like, I'll come pick you up. Okay. How good is that?
She needs you to work. No, she needs you to work.
She came and picked me up.
Yeah, because she needed you to work.
Of course. I mean, because I'm a great worker. What can I say?
Okay.
So she picked me up. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And they took me back home. And they tried to get me a jump. And it still didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So come to find out, my battery was totally dead.
Yeah.
Didn't know that I had gone beyond the shelf life of the battery. I got the battery apparently in 2009.
Oh, wow.
And
I mean, it pushed it 6 years.
Yes, it pushed it. So, yeah. Then here comes mom. I call my mother. I said, look, I'm probably gonna need to borrow your car because I got a show to do tonight, because otherwise I'm about to take Uber and I don't know how much it's gonna cost Uber to take me out here. So mom made it to the store, got me a battery from Advance Auto Parts, and she brought Leo to my house, and Leo put the battery in, and the rest is history. So I got
sounds
a battery
like a good day. Sounds like it worked out.
Although when I got to the station, my car did the Harlem Shake. It was like bad boy, take that. So I'm a little concerned if I get stranded out here in the studio.
I won't be
Miss
here.
Marie. Right. Right. See?
I'll
see?
Be gone already.
Such a gentleman, I tell you. Such a gentleman. Yeah, I don't have to rely on somebody else. You know, a woman, I guess, because dudes ain't loyal and don't know how to help ladies nowadays.
Because we get curved so much now. We just let y'all be who you
are.
Oh,
please. Whatever.
Go ahead, live your life.
Whatever. But long story short, I'm here. I'm excited because we got a lot to talk about tonight. You know, the curve, you know, curve appeal. A lot of us have curve appeal. A lot of us have been curved or doing a lot of curving. So take your pick. But we're going to talk about more of the curve appeal after the break. So keep it right here on The Flow. And keep in mind, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
And you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Real talk, Usher, Just Blaze, been out.
Oh, oh. The last word she said to me, now I'm wishing she was still here with me. And now that day's here. We may gotta shed tears. Right? You never miss a good thing till it leaves you. But finally you realize that I need you. I want you back. Baby girl, I need you back. Gotta have you back, baby. Heartbroken when you left my world. Man, I wish I would've kept my girl. I love you. I don't know what I'm gonna do without my baby. Time to get inside your mind. I would take back all my words. I didn't see it. I couldn't see what I was doing, babe. See, baby, come, I was blind. And I wish I could try to be the man that you deserve. Baby, you're driving me crazy. Because I'm pushing my baby. My baby, I'm going out of my mind. said I never settle now. The last word she said to me. Now I'm wishing she was still here with me. Now the day's here. You may gotta shed tears. I'm sitting by the phone, realizing she ain't ever coming home.
Corner boy.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks! They're non-GMO and sprouted!
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel!
My chips have little seeds in them?
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. And Howard, what up?
What's going on?
Not a damn thing. Just some music that kind of cut off, but whatever. You just heard music from Marcus Houston. The song was All Because of You. And right before that was Usher with Throwback, because he wished he could throw it back. That's what he wished he could do. But tonight we're talking about curve appeal. Do you have curve appeal? And when I say curve appeal, I ain't talking about the curves on your body, because I know somebody did ask me that. Like, oh, this is about
curves?
Yeah,
I'm curvy, girl.
Yeah, I am curvy. Hello. But no, that's not what we're talking about tonight. You know, people use the word curve nowadays. You know, you got curved, or you curved somebody, meaning that I guess they got carried, or you just basically said this date is over. You're not interested in them. So curving is tonight's topic, curve appeal. So, Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
Curving. What's the best way to do it? You know, I know, right?
See, look.
What, is that too heavy?
No, it's not. This is what the real question is, I think. This is the question I think you're trying to ask.
Yes.
It's what's the best way to let someone know you're not interested? Because curving is deliberate diss. Like, I'm trying to clown you. I'm trying to make you feel bad about yourself.
I'm not trying to deliberately diss anybody. I thought curving meant to let someone down.
That's my thoughts. Like,
but then again, some people might think it.
Like,
I feel like if
you're trying to curve somebody, you out here like, making all these faces, doing too much. Like, that's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested. Appreciate the gesture or whatever, saying hello, whatever the dude may have done. Just be like, okay, thank you, but not interested, whatever. But curving to me is like going out of your way to play somebody or make them look stupid or whatever else. Like, I wouldn't date nobody like you. You ain't got that's not necessary. That's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
The only time that I have ever, I guess, I don't even know how to articulate it. I guess gotten out of my element would be, I don't know. I think it would be once the person asks you one too many times and you've told them mm-hmm. no in no uncertain terms that you were not interested mm-hmm. and they continue to badger you, and that's when all bets are off.
Yeah,
like I the gloves come off.
Curving
at that
may
point.
Be necessary at that point.
Yeah, because you know, you've seen it. I've showed you a message yeah. of this guy who constantly asked me out on Facebook mm-hmm. and I told this guy several times, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. I told him, I made it up, like, yeah, I'm seeing somebody. No, I'm not interested. And, you know, my dog died. You know, I ran out of shampoo. Like, anything. Like, I'm not interested. And he just continued to ask. But, you know, I wasn't even rude to him.
Okay.
But if he asked me again.
Yeah.
It's going to be problems.
But then, and that's another other part of it. Some people perceive rejection as being curved. Like, I'm the shit, and I'm this, that, and the third.
You're the what? So
I'm awesome. I'm of quality.
Yes.
And
so
just
that's
feel
what
like,
I thought. That's what I thought curve meant. Like, you know, rejection.
No.
That's
well,
what it means that you got rejected.
Well, there's a situation I had this week. I told mm-hmm. y'all I gave up online dating and all that other stuff for Lent.
Really?
So yeah.
I think I should do that.
Yeah, I did that. So I'm trying to just give up dating for Lent altogether. Like, just give me a moment to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me, was like, hey, let's go out. And I was like, yeah, I'd like to, but... You're probably not going to believe me, but I gave up dating for Lent. And I know she's like, ooh. You just played me, son. Like, just say you don't like me. And it, but that's the thing. Like, my intent was real. Like, I really meant what I said. I was as honest as I could, but I could be. But I know she's just like,
really?
You had to do all that.
Really?
Exactly.
I'm not dating.
You're trying to curve me like that. I'm just like, come on. It wasn't even all that. But, and that's the thing. It could be a perception. Or it could be your actual intent to mm-hmm. make somebody feel stupid.
So. I just would have meant rejection, that you were rejected.
Nah.
So, how do you get to a point of rejecting a person properly? Let's say you've gone out with somebody a few times, and then you realize they just don't do it for you.
Do you want to know what I do, or what I think is the best way to handle
Let's
this?
Let's go with what's the best way to handle it, and what you do. So, you've gone out with somebody, the first date was pretty cool. You're like, all right, you know. This chick got some. She got a little bit. You know, she got some going on with mm-hmm, her. Mm-hmm. You go out again. You're like, all right, she's cool, but you're like, you know what?
Something.
It's no spark.
Okay.
She's a great woman. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. She has, you know, all the accolades mm-hmm. that you know you want in a woman, mm-hmm. but she just doesn't do it for you. So, do you just cut off contact because you really don't want to talk to her?
I think it depends.
Do you just
on
call her up and say, you know what, you know, Rhonda, whatever you want to call her. I think you're cool, but I don't really see us going anywhere. Like, is it necessary for you to even call her, or do you wait for her to call you?
I think it depends on the person, because from my personal experience, I have this one particular young lady
mm-hmm.
that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. She's dope in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every probably year and a half or so, we run into each other and we're like, let's try this again. And then then after a date or so, we realize that
it's
this is not going to
work.
And we both just kind of fall apart. And it's not even, or fall away. Like, mm-hmm. it's not a big deal. Like, we see each other, we'll speak. It's her birthday, whatever. I'll hit her up on Facebook, anything mm-hmm. like that. But we know that we don't work. So it's very easy to just kind of step back.
So
but if it was someone who.
Both of you know that
yeah,
you don't work. That's yes, a good thing. That's
yeah,
a key
yeah.
thing, because a lot of people don't get that. Like, I've had situations where I've told the person, I am not feeling this at all. It's not going to work with me. We can still be friends. Mm-hmm. We can still hang out. But I know in my heart of hearts that this is not mm-hmm. a situation I want to be in. And they say they get it.
Yeah.
Still hang don't. Out, but they still have feelings, and then they still have an attitude once you tell them for the 50th time that you're not interested.
So let's say this. I'll say one thing that always kind of confuses the situation.
What?
Don't tell the person they're great. Don't say, you're great, and you're perfect, and you're wonderful,
but
and you're all this.
But they are great. They're just not great for me.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because if you tell them that, then they have to justify in their head why you don't want to be with them. And it always turns out to be someone else, or you're crazy, or something else, and they'll come back. Are you recording right? You in my face right now with the camera? Anyway, but no, and it usually ends up
something on my phone.
It usually ends up being that. So you got to just cut it clean. Like, hey, I don't think this is working out. I don't think we should go out anymore. And then stop communicating, because if you just cut it off out of nowhere, which has happened to me. Where we go out, we've been out a couple times, and I thought we were having a great time.
Uh-huh.
And then you just don't respond to texts. And I'm not the dude that's going to blow you up.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you one, and then I'll send you another. And then I'll wait a few days, and I'll be like, you good? Did you die? No, you're still not responding? Never again. Never texting you again.
I'm guilty of that. So what is your suggestion? So let's say, you know, like I explained to somebody, you know, well, actually it's more than one person I've explained this to, that I wasn't interested, and I let them know, like, if we can still be friends, hang out, whatever.
I don't want to be your friend.
Right. But they've settled for that, which is their prerogative. But
the reason people settle for that is because they think they're going to find another way in, mm-hmm. or they're just going to wait it out, and you're going to realize that don't nobody want you like they do, or whatever mm-hmm. it is. That's why people wait. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like,
So should I have just stopped hanging out with the person altogether? Because eventually, you know, the person, you know, their feelings were still there, but mine just were not there.
Yeah, and some people can handle that.
It's
a hard judgment, but I think it's something, if you get to know the person well enough, you can kind of make that decision. Because if you're, there are some people that can handle that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can handle it. If I get drunk, I'm not going to text you like, I really love you and this, that, and the third. But there are dudes out there that can't handle it and will do that. So those are the ones you don't want to... Those are the ones you don't want to kind of, and it's not even stringing them along, but it's, you are cool, just not in the dating way, but I still think you're a value to my life.
Right.
So
should I have not continued to go out with this person, or is it my fault?
Not after you realize that they couldn't let you go. Once you realize, okay, this person just wants to, this one is just holding on, is trying to get me on a rebound.
I didn't think the person was holding on though.
And I mean, you're never going to know out the mm-hmm. gate. You're never going to know. So I would say stay in it. Let them know, hey, I would just want a friendship. And if they agree with that, then be friends. I wouldn't hang out all the time. I would maybe once a month, maybe, like, let's go have a drink, or I'm going to a brunch with a bunch of other people. You can come.
Now, but, this is my dog. This is my homie.
Nope. We ain't going to be best friends. Nope. Not at all. No, it's not.
Not happening.
It doesn't work that way.
You going to travel?
In a large group. And you ain't staying in my room.
Oh man, Howard, I left my pajamas. Scoot over.
No, there's girls here that can you can borrow their pajamas. I know you came here with somebody
Howard,
else.
Can I sleep in the bed with you? I left my pajamas and I went to
the
bed.
You can have a bed. I'll sleep on the couch. Get out of here. Enjoy yourself.
That's a sad thing, though. I really hate that when you meet somebody that's really just great, but they're just not good enough for you. Basically,
I wouldn't say good enough.
Yeah, that's a hard way to put it. Just like, you just don't mesh.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
They think that you two mesh, but you don't feel that same vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, the feeling is not mutual. And that's a hard pill to swallow. So, I don't know. Is that a call for us, or?
Yes. Yeah, we have a call. Hold on.
Okay. So, no, they on the air.
Oh, they on the air?
Yeah, hello. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Can we hear him?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
I don't hear nothing.
Well,
so, oh well.
All right.
Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from? Damn. It's this one, honey.
Is it that one? I know, but okay.
Oh well. Sorry about
that's
that.
Why. Okay.
What?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, we missed the caller. Sorry. Sorry.
I bet you was the person that said they've been calling and never got through.
Right.
And then they got through and we can't hear them. Sorry.
Whoever that was. Call us back. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Curve appeal. Have you been curved? But going back to what I was saying, like, if you don't have a spark with that person, what do you do? And I guess that should be a whole nother show altogether. You know, do you really take a chance of getting into a relationship with somebody who just does not excite you? Because I won't. If I don't feel, you know, the excitement, if I don't get butterflies, I'm not going to get a relationship with that person. And if, like, the sexual chemistry is horrible, you know, that's definitely not going to work at all. But I need, like I said, I need laughter. I need attention. I'm just needy. I need a lot of things. So if I don't feel that vibe with that person, I just can't go any further than, you know, a friendship or maybe, a bedfellow. But I don't know. And how do you... So the other question was, how do you actually reject a person? Because you said what you would do ideally. But how do you... Do you just fade to black?
Yeah. No, that's what it is. Like, I get one wordy with my responses. First off, if you call, I'm not going to answer. But if you text,
and how you just, doing? Hey,
what's
good.
Up? What's up? No, what's going on? I just wanted to say, okay. I hope you had a good day. Thanks. And it's not the way to be. I know it. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. But
I'm so glad you didn't answer that call, by the way.
Okay. See?
Inside joke.
People keep forgetting.
Inside joke.
We got a radio show going on right now.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but I try not to, but it's the way it happens. And I don't know of a better way to do it, because I, as you've said, some people don't take the hint. Like, I don't rock with you. I don't think this is going nowhere. I don't see us moving forward in any way.
That's a challenging conversation to have with a person, because, you know, if you don't want to hear from that person, if you don't want to talk to them, you're not going to call them. So if they call me, am I supposed to say, hey, you know what? Because I've been in a situation where somebody has called me incessantly. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was immature. I just didn't feel like talking to him. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, he doesn't do it for me. I don't feel like being bothered. And this went on for probably 2.5 months that he was calling and whatnot. And I think I might have responded to maybe 2 text messages because I would forget. And then he finally texted me like, yo, you know, we still cool? I was like, yeah, we cool. He's like, I haven't heard from you. Why? I was like, well, because I'm seeing somebody. He's like, all right, cool, take care. So, like, that, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to have to call the person and say, hey, you know what, I'm not digging you. Because it's just hard to reject a person in that way, which would be the most appropriate way. But like I said, I don't know. Am I supposed to pick up the phone and call you out the blue and say, hey, Steve, you know what? I don't like you. Don't call me no more. Goodbye.
Wow. No, that's not the way to do it.
Hey, Steve. I know we went out a couple times. I had a really nice time, but this is not going to work for me in the long run. I think you're great. Oh, no, I can't say that right.
Nope.
I appreciate the time that we have shared together, but
I don't think this is for us.
I don't think that you and I are a match. Is that the best way to do it?
But I could change that. What you need me to do different?
Grow a penis.
But I got one of them, girl. You ain't even seen it yet.
Oh,
3 inches. Let me come over and show you. No. What's up? I'll change your mind, girl.
I don't know.
That's what happens, though. Like, oh, it's so
yeah,
so
and that is challenging, because when you do actually have that heart-to-heart conversation with the person, they don't want to leave you the hell alone, and that becomes very problematic.
Have some self-respect, man. Just accept that you are not wanted by this person. It's not that hard. Like, there's so many other people out there, and I know it's hard when you, especially when you like this person and you want it to work out. But if it's not going to, suck it up,
dust yourself off, and try again.
Yeah,
that's all.
But
I
not
can
with
say.
That same person.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's plenty of fish in the sea, and you know that becomes problematic when you continue to focus on that one person who has told you over and over again, "I don't like you."
Yeah, that's real life.
But anyways, we gotta go. Anyways, you know, I was going to add the S anyways. Yep. Mm-hmm. But we got to go to commercial breaks, so keep it right here on the flow. And also give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. So keep it right here on the flow.
These are way better snacks.
What's better? These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Cause now night, I hear them talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless?
How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk.
Side of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You run and tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl Miss Marie and Howard. What up, Howard?
What's going on?
Say that again.
What's going on?
You trying to give us a sexy voice
was
right
that,
now?
Was that? That's my voice, baby. That's
oh, excuse
is.
Me.
That's what it is.
Excuse me. That's his voice. Oh, I'm not going to say the word I used to. You know what? I'm going to keep that to myself. Anyways, we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Check out the latest blog post, Cookies. Interesting story. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that story, Howard?
It was interesting, but it's another example of a man trying to find his comfort zone, trying to be him, and you played him, or whoever the story was. They played him. Like,
how do you get played?
Because
you know what, you guys can read it for yourself.
He was being open.
Thisdateisover.com.
Honest to who he was.
/Cookies.
And that character. That woman in the story played him.
Yeah, he wasn't played. He played himself. Okay. You didn't play. You just got played out. Mm. But you just heard music from Kanye West. The song was Heartless. And right before that was 112 with Pleasure and Pain. They were here a few months ago, and I really wanted them to sing that song in concert, so I hope they do come back. And speaking of concerts, even though it's a comedy show, next weekend it's going to be a crazy comedy show that I am dying to go to. So if anybody would like to take me, I'm available. Well, I'll be available. I think it's next Friday or Saturday. I'm inclined to say it's next Saturday. It's going to feature, was it Earthquake, Some More, Arnaz J, and I forgot who else is on the ticket, but there's so many great comedians, and anybody who knows me knows that I love to laugh. So,
is it Constitution Hall?
You know what? I don't even know. Okay. I just heard it briefly this morning. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go. Then I got distracted by my car battery being dead and, you know, being curbed by the guy who said he was gonna help me get a jump. So, there's a lot going on today. A lot going on. But I'm going back to tonight's topic, is, you know, the curve appeal. And I want to ask, what is so wrong with the friend zone, Howard? Because a lot of guys, like, when they think that it's like, I don't know, the worst thing in the world. I'm not gonna be no girl's friend. I'm not. So, but you have plenty of female friends. So what's the problem with being in the friend zone? And I get that you don't want to be in a friend zone with somebody that you were romantically interested in. But sometimes you guys realize that it's just not going to work out on a romantic level.
90%.
So what's so wrong with being my friend?
90% of men, and these are numbers are all arbitrary. 90% of men don't or want to have at least a 30% chance of smashing any female he knows.
Okay.
That's just what it is. Like
a 30% chance of smashing.
At least. That means if I put in a little bit of work, I can get through and make things happen if it's necessary.
So is it the only reason that I got guys to help me move when I was moving from my other home to my new home?
Probably.
It's because they wanted to smash.
Most of them. I'm not helping you move boxes for no reason. I'm not.
But I bought you pizza and beer.
Thanks. I can do that on myself. What I can't do, exactly.
You can smash yourself.
But no, really though. And it just depends on the guy. But the majority of, especially from my experience, the guys that I know, like they don't have homegirls just to have homegirls. Like that's not what it is. They are a friend. Even for me, like there's friends that I have that I'm friends with. But if they said, "Hey, I'm not feeling sexy and I want you to make me feel sexy and do some other things," then I'm not gonna, for some of them, I'm gonna be okay, let's go, and we can remain friends after or whatever. But like I said, the majority of dudes don't want to be friends with nobody. Like there's almost no reason to be friends with a woman for most men.
Wow. Okay. Yes, so how do you feel about being put in the friend zone after sex has taken place?
Is it not going to take place again?
No.
Well, it depends.
She doesn't like having sex with you. It's really, really bad. And she's like, you know what, Howard? I think we should be friends.
No, that's happened. That's happened before. I mean, it's probably happened to every guy. But I'm just saying that to make myself feel better. But when it happens, I mean, you just got to accept it. And for me, when it happened, it was, I'll be your friend in the hopes that one day I can not be your friend again. I could be more than friends. Let's say
I'm sorry. That went like right in my head.
In the hopes that one day you're going to look at me and be like, well, I have fun. Let's do that again. That's it. It happens that way.
Yeah. I can't say I've been in that situation.
You're a girl, though.
What?
You're a woman. How many guys have you had sex with that put you in the friend zone afterwards? Zero. Nope, just stop thinking. That's it.
I'm like,
yeah, exactly. It's very rare.
I'm a virgin, so that's not happened to me.
Okay. All right. Well, then
That's a lie. I don't know. So, what's the big deal with being in the friend zone? So, 30%, huh?
I want a 30% chance, yes. Like, at least 30%.
People
like,
are only friends with people that they're not attracted to.
I wouldn't say that.
It doesn't have to be a physical attraction. It could be an emotional or mental. Because, you know, I have some guy friends that I would not get with at all. They might be attractive. I'm just like, man, this dude is dumb as a pile of bricks. Okay. Or he just doesn't have his ish together. Or he got too many kids. Or he just got too much baggage. He got mommy issues. He got daddy issues. And just issues that I don't want to deal with. So,
I'd say I have some homegirls that are physically attractive and maybe even emotionally, like we mesh well, but I just wouldn't date, like, at all. I wouldn't interact with, I wouldn't try to smash, like, it just wouldn't happen. Not many, but there are those. And actually, matter of fact, the people that I went out with this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, we were chilling, and all of those are the homies. Like, none of them, I don't think I wouldn't.
So, basically, you didn't get any this weekend.
I knew that was going to happen when I went into
We got to go to commercial. So, keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We'll be right back after the break. So, keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh,
strength now. I'm gonna be free.
I want to be free tonight.
Oh, I'm gonna be free.
I want to be free tonight.
Gonna be free.
This week in Black History. And I am Howard, one of your friendly neighborhood hosts, and Miss Marie. Speak up, let the people hear you. Stop laughing at me.
Hello. Hello?
We here.
Are we here? So it's time for This Week in Black History. So Howard, take it away.
All right. So on March 4th. No, I'm sorry. Why does it say March 4th? That's because today's March 4th.
It is.
Anyway, on March 7th, 1965, mm-hmm. We've all seen the movie. It came out recently. The Selma Freedom Marches mm-hmm. began that first day when they went out when they weren't supposed to and got beat on that bridge. It's a terrible display, but it served a purpose. Got us our 14th and 15th Amendment, the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It was a powerful thing. Go check out that movie if you haven't seen it.
It's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. Even though I was in there crying my eyes out. So ladies, yeah. don't wear mascara, because that came out looking like a raccoon.
It's not a Amistad where you're going to be crying the whole time.
It's not.
But it's still got some moments where it's going to tear at tug at your tear heartstrings. There it is. See, you know these sayings. I don't. Anyway, on March 1st, 1927, Harry Belafonte, singer and actor extraordinaire, was born. Also that same day, March 1st, in 1915, Ralph Ellison, who wrote The Invisible Man, which I'm sure is in most black people's select library. It should be. Yeah, you could get your weight up. The Invisible Man, it's a great book. I read that joint. But I think that's more of I went to HBCU. So we were kind of required.
Did you just call me out?
I didn't call you out.
PWI?
I'm just saying that might be why I'm more experienced in blackness than you. I'm kidding.
Yes, my level of blackness is not where it should be. Thanks, Howard.
I'm sorry. Anyway, onto this week in beautiful black women. We have two. One you may not know very well, and the other you probably know. Everyone probably knows. Lupita, her birthday is this week. She's 37.
Get
her
it.
Her birthday was March 1st.
She looks like she's
Sunday.
21.
Exactly. But she's bad, too. But she won all types of awards for 12 Years a Slave this year. Her status is blowing up. She's been in the game for a minute, though. So congratulations to her. Our second young lady, who is 37, is Leah Kabide. I don't know how to say mm-hmm. it, but she's bad. She's an actress. In 2007, she was ranked as the number 11 highest paid model in the world.
Okay.
11 is great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that a lot of women want you to read their ages. Just put it out there.
Well, I'm just saying, just putting it out there, famous.
As if they care. But
yeah, I mean, they're famous and they're not listening. So
those
two things.
Unbeknownst to you, yeah, I mean, just got a text from Lupita. So thank
okay.
you.
I didn't know y'all was homies like that. Yeah. Hook me up. Put me on.
She's my homie.
Put me on.
In my mind only.
Anyway, that was this week in Black History and Beautiful Black Women. Back to the show.
Why, thank you. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Howard.
Yeah, the cheers. I hear them.
Yes, that was my hot breath on the microphone. And by the way, the music we just played was the Ohio Players. The song was I Want to Be Free. That is a serious curved song all day, every day. He didn't want to have nothing to do with her.
I want to be free.
He wanted to be free. He was over it. So that is like a classic breakup curve song because he had enough. He had enough. So the Ohio Players, I had to take it back for you guys. Cause anybody who knows me knows I love me some oldies. So you don't want to see me when it comes to my music collection because I got close to 5,000 songs on my cell phone right now. And a lot of it is oldies but goodies because that's what I was raised on. But anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to put my ass on anyways. We're talking about curving and being curved. And I'm trying to go into our Facebook group because I guess I asked a question too long ago to even keep up with it. But I want to know, besides ignoring the person, what is the best way to tell someone that you're not interested or, to curve someone, And the majority of people say, just ignore them, but I don't want to get into the ignoring phase. The only way I will start ignoring a person is if I just don't like them. Like say we had a disagreement or he said something off the wall, kind of like the person in that whole cookie story. Then I don't feel the need to have any further conversation with you at that point. And I'm not going to break my neck or my fingers to dial your phone number at any point further. Yeah. So instead of ignoring the person altogether, what are some appropriate ways to reject someone? And DeMarcus said, just tell them you're not interested. And that's the same thing that Mr. Holy said.
That doesn't work.
Or Holly, excuse me. It doesn't. And that's the thing that really gets on my nerves when it comes to some guys. Like they just don't handle rejection. And they think that, I told you before, I mentioned it last week. I told this guy, we had a discussion. I told him, my main issue with him was he didn't put in any effort. He always gave me the, well, I can come over your house. You're not coming to my damn house. I don't even know you. How about we go on a date? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was always the whole come over and chill. And then he, making sexual remarks. So I said, you know what? This is not going to work for me. I don't think that we are a match. So let's just cut our ties. It's no point. I'm not feeling it. Let's leave it be. And he says, well, you know what? That's just going to make me work harder for you. So did you miss me? Really, my man? I am not interested in you. I don't care how attractive you are. You get on my effing nerves. So this date is over. And it's people like that. You tell them, you know what? I'm not feeling it. And they'll still try to work their way into the situation. I've been in that situation once again. I can't remember if I shared this story before, but it's on the blog. It's one of the blogs. It's an old one. But I told this guy I wasn't interested. I was fresh out of a relationship.
Okay.
So I was, going through my heartbreak situation. And I swear I was only single for maybe 2 days. And this dude is coming, creeping from behind like, I just want to be your friend. I just want to, cheer you up. Let me take you out, and have dinner. I said, I'm not in a mood. I'm not trying to date anybody. I'm fresh out of a relationship. He was like, no, it's a friendly outing. I know what it's like to be going through a breakup. So I know you're heartbroken. So, okay, fine. So we went out, had a terrible time. He got on every nerve in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the entire time. And after that, he asked to go out again. I told him I wasn't interested. I'm still going through my thing. And yeah, he was very persistent. He kept calling and calling and calling and calling. And I had to tell him, say, stop effing calling me. I'm not interested. Leave me the hell alone. But this is a short story, very shortened version of it. So after that, he set up a text message account to harass me.
What?
And this is before, this is when apps were becoming popular.
Okay.
So this was like a new thing. So he set up a fake number to text me. He harassed me for like a couple of weeks. Right.
Persistence works for some people.
Yeah.
Some people's like,
and had I looked him up online, as far as, you know, like the Maryland court cases, I would have seen that someone had a restraining order out on him, that he was effing crazy. So, yeah, that's the way that cookie crumbled in that situation. But he was not taking no for an answer. I'm just like, I'm not interested in you. I am heartbroken. I got my own stuff to deal with. Mm-hmm. So, but I've told people in the past that I'm not feeling it. And they think that they're going to convince you otherwise. And that's the sad thing about it. Trying to convince someone to like you. And that's what I'm going to rant and rave about, because it's the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio on The Flow. And we are at tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. That's the easiest way to find us. Once again, it's tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow at 9 to 11 with your girl, Miss Marie and Howard. We are always here. Always. Even though the weather is supposed to be bad. I hope it's not too bad this week. Well, tonight. Oh, Lord. See, I'm clumsy. I'm banging things up in the studio. But anyways, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I'm going to rant and rave about the curvature, the curve of curve appeal and rejection. And I guess I can just basically say that the best thing for people to do is, if you are rejected or curved, as they say, is to move on. Invest in someone who wants to be with you. Don't carry a grudge if they don't like you. And I understand, especially for guys, well, and ladies too. I mean, it goes both ways. If you invested time in this person, you've invested resources, i.e. your money, in this person, they don't like you. But that's the nature of the game. That's what comes with dating. You know, money and time. So it takes time for you to build up and like a person. And it also, time will reveal if you really want to be with that person for the long run. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. We all, you know, go through these situations of being rejected. You just have to be, you know, an adult and mature enough to handle your emotions and move on with your life, you know. If you can handle being friends with that person, so be it. But don't try to pull a trick move, you know. Oh, well, they just want to be my friend, and maybe I'll work my way into it, you know, with Mr. Irk and Jerk, or with Hennessy and whatnot. So just choose your steps wisely when it comes to being rejected. And Howard, you were up here making all kinds of noise.
I made a mess.
You know you could have put some water on the paper towel.
I did, and it didn't work.
Okay. You didn't put hardly any water on it.
There's water on there.
You put like a dab of water. Anyway, I was saying, just move on. If the person explains to you that they do not have romantic feelings for you, move on. If you can handle being their friend, so be it. But don't try to be a trickster in that approach. And then again, maybe they will come around. You never know the situation. It could be the timing. You know, they might be fresh out of something. They might not be in a place in their life that they are ready to accept you as their mate. So you never know what could happen. I don't know. They say friends can become lovers. And they say that's the best way for it to happen. It ain't happened for me, you know, on a successful note, because, you know, I tried the friends becoming lovers thing, and it was not good for me. And it kills me that it was so bad. It kills me that it was so bad. And
you lost a friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did. So, I don't know. But, you know, you just have to think about the time that you are wasting by trying to convince someone to like you. And you should not have to convince someone to like you. If they can't see that, you know, you're good enough for them, then so be it. I mean, and I hate to word it like that. I guess I should try to, you know, be more careful with my words.
Yeah.
What's good on paper doesn't necessarily mean it's good for me. So, help me out, Howard. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm just trying to say that there's a match for you, and just because that person doesn't like you doesn't mean that you're an awful person. Yeah. You're just not a match for them.
I was told I wasn't good enough today.
Why?
That's a whole other thing. Anyway.
I mean, that could be valid.
Yeah.
Did I say it? It's probably true.
You might have said it.
Somebody told you weren't good enough?
Yeah. Here or there.
But I guess to that person, you're just not, exactly. You're not for them. Exactly. And that's what you have to realize, that you're not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that person that you are going after, if they tell you that you're not the one, believe them. Move on.
Yeah.
Keep going. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there who is going to value you and give you everything that you want and need. But if you're so focused on that other person who doesn't want you, you're going to be missing out on your blessing.
Yep. But to play devil's advocate, mm-hmm. one of my best friends in the world right now is actually a young lady I met back in high school, mm-hmm. and she hated me, mm-hmm. and I pestered her for like 6 months, and we ended up dating for like 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. We ended up breaking up, whatever.
What you do?
Grew apart, whatever. Nothing. I went to college. That's what happened. I'm from Cali. You feel me? I went to college. But still to this day, she's one of my best friends. But I think if I would have just kind of backed up and not tried to push a relationship, we still would have probably been friends and consistently been friends for a long time. Oh, God. Oh. So it has begun. Everyone,
I'm telling y'all, I wish y'all could be in the studio with me and see some of the messages that I get from people just randomly. It's interesting, to say the least.
If anyone wants to get snowed in with me this weekend or tomorrow, just let me know.
No, they gotta come tonight.
Oh, well, yeah,
you gotta they gotta come tonight.
But
they,
yeah,
they can't come
post it
tomorrow.
On the Facebook group or call the studio. Let me know.
301-560-6992 is the number to the studio if you want to get snowed in.
I have a fireplace, Howard. And hot chocolate.
You know what? I don't have a fireplace.
I have a fireplace
or hot chocolate.
Make it work.
But I do have a hot stove, and I have plenty of food. I got salmon. I have chicken.
I'm coming to your house.
I have bacon. I have eggs. I have waffles. I have orange juice and alcohol.
Mimosas in the morning. You gonna make breakfast?
I don't have champagne though.
I got a bottle of champagne in my car. I don't know why, but I do. So actually, I know why. But yeah,
make it. But anyway. Anything you want to add to that? Because a lot of people will continuously focus on this one person that does not like them, and they will go through all these hula hoops to prove themselves worthy of that person's love, and boom, it still doesn't work.
I think you have to play it by ear, really. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things you need to recognize is why they're saying it. And mm-hmm. usually they're pretty clear with it. I don't like you. That's done. Like, there's mm-hmm. nothing more you could do. I'm going through something right now. I'm not really trying to do more. Like your mm-hmm. situation. Now, it's a fine balance there, because I want to give you your space, but at the same time, I don't want nobody to creep in while that space is
uh-huh.
and miss my opportunity. So it's tough to do, but don't be blatant. Don't be in their face like, oh, I'm going to convince you, or, oh, you're just going to make me try harder. Like, no, dude, back up. Take a step back. Be at arm's length. And every now and then say, what's up, how you doing, you want to go get a drink, not let's go date, and let's not be together, not let me smash, what that mouth do, because none of that works. None of that. I mean, unless you're trying to just smash the joint and she has no self-respect, but that's a whole other thing. But if you out here going after a quality young lady and she's just telling you right now isn't the time, like, respect that. You got to be out here respecting them, because if you're not respecting them, you're not going to get what you want.
Right.
If you want,
you're
going to
be overlooked by somebody else who actually wants you.
Yeah.
They see that. Oh, you so focused on Denise. You know, I've been always in your corner, but you've been so focused on her, and she doesn't even like you. And now I got somebody, so you've lost out.
Yeah, that's happened to me too.
So,
I've been through a lot of this. I'm not just out here talking, people.
Yeah, like, I've been through it too.
this is real life.
I've been through it on the curving side, unfortunately. Yeah, curving.
Not unfortunately.
I don't even want to say curving, because I don't want to say curve, but having to reject a person and whatnot. You know, this guy, I had like the biggest crush on him mm-hmm. in high school, and he finally gave me the time of day, I think like after we graduated, and I realized that I didn't really care for him that much, because he was just kind of boring. And he wanted to pursue things, but, you know, I tried. I just wasn't feeling it. And he wanted us to be in a relationship, but I could not take it there. And I let him know, just like, I'm bored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're just so dry. You're like the toast family. Like, no butter, no jam, just dry. If anybody has seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that's where I got that from. I love that movie. It's a great movie.
I giggled, though. I got it a little bit. I understood what you were saying.
I like that movie. I'm rambling once again, but that's what the rant and rave is for. Dang, do we run out of music, though? Oh, I guess so. I don't know. Oh, Lord, we can't play that song.
Why not?
Lord Jesus. Not the song I was about to play. I'm about to play some Jay-Z, by mistake.
Give him some twerk music a little bit.
No. And giving them no twerk music. But as I was saying, you know, if you can handle being in the friend zone, go for it. Because like Howard said, you never know what's going to happen over the years. You know, I tried it. It didn't work for me. And I guess some people in the friend zone for a reason. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people do this, but there's a way of getting folks that a lot of people, some people use. And it's called the slow walk, where you just kind of take your time. Mm-hmm. You fill them out. You make them want you. And it works out for some people. And sometimes that's what the friend zone is for, to see if you are willing to put in the work to get out. Other times it's just, that's where they're going to put you and you ain't, there's nothing you can do. But again, you got to find that balance. You have to find a place where you can be okay if it doesn't succeed. Uh-huh. And you don't, and you can't get out the friend zone, but you also are still putting in enough effort to stake a claim, be able to stake claim if that opportunity presents itself. So, the dudes out here, you just got to know that balance. You just got to find that place.
And a lot of them don't know that place
because y'all too aggressive. Like, I mean, I know you out here hunting and gathering, but sometimes you gotta play it. You gotta be a little sneaky with it. You gotta have a little trickery with it. It's not always just yo, you. I'm trying to be with you. What's good?
Right. Well, anyways, we're gonna go to break. Yes, play some more music and come back. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio on the Flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. I want to know from you guys out there, what, you know, besides ignoring them altogether, what are some appropriate ways to reject someone? Is it really necessary to call them? Is an explanation necessary too? So that's what I want to talk about after the break. Do you really owe someone an explanation, you know, when you don't have any deep interest? So let us know. The number once again is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Baby girl, a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me. And I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me. And we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. In a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real. But in time, your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find. Treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Be more than friends. Now I'm all confused, 'cause for you I had deeper feelings. We both thought it was cool to cross the line, and I was convinced it would be alright. Now things are strange, nothing's the same, and really I just want my friend back. You out of my system. I just don't know what to do now. Listen, we used to cheat.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I love me some Devin the Dude, man. I would play him on the show, but I think that might be a little too risque.
I don't think it is.
I think it might be a little too risque for
I think we're
the audience.
Notes.
But I'm your host, Miss Marie, with Howard. I'm going to say Howard the Duck, but no. Howard's in the studio. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
And we are coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network for soulful music news and talk. And yes, that comedy show that I was telling you guys about is at Constitution Hall. It's going to be Tony Rock, some more, RNSJ, and Earthquake. So it's going to be an amazing show. And I will graciously accept some tickets to anyone who is being a gracious donor. Just putting it out there. Just letting you know. And also, next weekend, the Amish Outlaws will be here at Cancun Cantina. And I know you guys are like, who the hell are the Amish Outlaws? And this is a group that some of them were raised in the Amish faith. And of course, they are no longer in the Amish faith. And they perform, they're a cover band. They perform hip hop, R&B, rock and roll. And they are hilarious. They put on a great show. A really good show. And if I don't go to the comedy show, I'll definitely be going to see the Amish Outlaws with my cousin, because we have a damn good time just laughing at a lot of the people. A lot of the people in the audience don't have rhythm, if you can take, you know, catch my drift here. But it's a great show. It's a very good time. Good drinks. It's going to be, like I said, Cancun Cantina. That's, if you're in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, that's near Arundel Mills Mall. So it's a good time for all at the Cancun Cantina. Because actually they do ladies night there. I think it's Monday nights. It's either Monday or Wednesday nights at Cancun Cantina. A lot of us got together for ladies night. They give you pay like $10. You get a cup, and the bartender will fill your cup up as many times as you want. And we did country line dancing. And we were terrible. That stuff is really intense. It's a good workout, by the way.
Is it?
Yes. I was surprised, you know.
Don't say we do some line dancing too.
No, the electric slide ain't got nothing on country line dancing. Okay. Because you really got to get your ish together to understand all those directions and pay attention. And yeah, it's really fun. But you just heard music from Music Soul Child. The song was Half Crazy. And right before that was Donnell Jones with Where I Wanna Be, which is a classic rejection song.
Yep.
He had to sit her down. Tell her, you know what?
It's not where I want to be, huh?
It's not where I want to. Did you say ho?
Homie. I said homie.
What's that classic line from Harlem Nights? He's like, hey, look, baby, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy. And that's exactly what Donnell Jones did on that song. He's like, you know what? We've been together for a while, but I'd rather leave than to cheat.
Yep. Which is a
it's a noble thing to think
to do. It's a very noble thing to
do. But that's a painful, that's a hard pill to swallow. But I would take that a lot easier than somebody cheating on me. I would definitely be very, very hurt. And that goes back to my question before the break. You know, do you think an explanation is necessary? Because that's one of the reasons why I think I have gotten into the habit of not being responsive to some people, is because people want explanations. And yeah. I really don't want to have to explain anything. If I'm always unavailable, if we talk never, then I would hope that the person would get the hint. But at the same time, I am busy. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, so if I don't work, I don't eat. So I'm trying to constantly find ways to make money legally, and I'm not shaking my ass to do it either. But yeah, so I hate having to explain myself. You know, well, why? Well, what did I do? Well, I can fix this. You know, I remember this guy that I just wasn't feeling him because he was so boring.
Okay.
I mean, this guy was a snooze fest and a half. You know, and our first date was cool. You know, we went on 2 dates. The first 2 dates were cool. But I gathered that he was a little on the shy side. Mm-hmm. And I guess I don't take too kindly to that, because I need somebody that has some kind of a personality that's going to be able to talk to me and deal with my really bad jokes. Uh-huh. And he was just dry all around, like and I had spoken to him like on like a Sunday.
Okay.
And Thursday came around and we hadn't spoken since Sunday, and he sent me like this text tirade, like, oh my God, is everything okay? What did I do? Whatever I did, we can fix this. I mean, what's the problem? I'm like, we just spoke on Sunday. Like, what the hell are you tripping for?
That's a long time for some people, though.
Clearly. So, and just to have to go through, you know, an explanation with the guy, like, you know what, I really don't like you. But I didn't have to explain to him because I said something that he was offended by, so we didn't talk after that. So.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Apparently, I offend people all the times.
Yeah.
I called somebody a hood baby because all she drank was Hennessy, which I don't feel was like, that's not... That's I don't feel like that was an insult. Like, you just you from the hood. Like, that's what I could tell. If you only drink Hennessy, come on.
Oh, Hennessy and Remy.
Yeah, like, you from the hood.
So ooh, she, you don't drink Hennessy?
I mean, I that's the first thing I ever drank was Hennessy, actually.
Are you from the hood?
I know. I grew up near the hood, but I no, I'm not. I grew up outside of Oakland. But the part that I was in was not hood at all. So no, I don't claim that. But I mean, that's what it was. But she was very offended and she never spoke to me again, which wasn't that big a deal because I didn't really want to talk to her that much anyway. But she was truly offended. Maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe that's the best way to never talk to someone.
I don't want to offend anybody. That's the thing. I don't ever want to come off that way to somebody, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I offended my way out of having any future communication with this guy. And like you, I was not the least bit upset about it. At all. So it's like, okay, great. Another one bites the dust. Mm-hmm. Fine with me. So, but the explanation part, and I guess with me being a woman, I feel that a lot more guys nowadays are extremely sensitive. Like, the level of sensitivity is through the effing roof.
I'll get you.
Like, you have to explain, like, well, why did you do this? And why? Like, I remember I was out with, I swear to God, this dude followed me, number one.
Mm.
I had gone out with someone, and we were not dating. You know, it was established that I'm not, you know, digging you like that. So, after he and I had, I think
we went out. Did you say digging you?
Hmm?
Did you say digging you?
Was he digging me?
No, did you say I'm not digging you?
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't, it didn't sound like digging.
What?
It sounded like dicking, but
I'm not dicking.
Anyway,
I don't dick
exactly
anyone, okay?
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, ahead. But I it had already been established long before that, you know, it was never going to be anything between us, and I made him quite aware of that. And I think we had gotten together like for happy hour or something like mm-hmm. that. Like, oh, we need some drinks. All right, cool. So after happy hour, I went on a date with somebody else, like and he found out about it, mm-hmm. which I didn't care. Like, I'm not going to make it any secret because mm-hmm. I'm not with you. And, you know, he was in his feelings about it.
Yeah.
Like, because...
You left a date with me to go on another date?
I wasn't on a date with you. It was a happy hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, did you establish that beforehand, though? Did he know?
If I said, I don't like you, I don't think we're compatible relationship-wise, so we can still be cool, we can still be friends.
Then you shouldn't have gone out with him. That's your fault.
Okay. So it's my fault.
Yep.
It's my fault that he kept offering.
Yep.
Okay. All right,
it's
fine.
Your fault that you accepted.
Okay.
You gotta just let these people
but
down.
If I think that he's a cool person. What's wrong with that?
Because he didn't want to just
express his friend. Like, I go out with my other guy friends. Like, they say, hey, Ange, we going to the bar.
But did those other guys say that they trying to wife you?
No, but he stopped saying that, though.
Yeah, because that you told him to stop saying that. See, guys are not completely dumb all the time. We're going to stop. Usually, we'll stop saying the thing that we know is going to drive you away. But that doesn't change that we still want to be with you if that's the situation like it was here. That's your fault. You lose.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, I've gone on vacations with guy friends and nothing's happened.
And exactly. Because they were always established that you were just guy friends. They were just your guy friends. It
right.
was never, hey, Angie, I want to. Sorry. Sorry, Miss Marie.
Yeah, whatever.
People
I don't
do
even know
time.
Why I came up with this damn name for in the first place. I couldn't think of a creative radio name. So that's all I got.
Mine
okay?
is just my name. So
I got nothing, okay? If you would have called me Angie, I don't... you know what? Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. But I go by Miss Marie on the show. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything creative because... I couldn't say Angie because somebody else
exactly.
is using that name.
I actually know her.
Not
we
going to work.
We went to Howard together.
That's good.
You don't care.
But you know what? No, I do care. She's doing well for herself. You know, I'm not hating on nobody. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. If you want to talk about the Curve Appeal, give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Don't forget, you can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We'll be right back after the break.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
I got my comma button on, cufflinks, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Good, man. You good?
We straight?
Yeah, yeah, you straight.
Right. Ready
good question, man. You, are you ready?
Dog, come on, man. Dog, man, I'm ready, man. She the one, dog. I'm telling you, man.
Okay, you
this gonna be the one right here, man.
All right. Okay.
Hey.
She's the light of my world, and I try. Yeah, she knows it, baby, yeah. And if I ever had the chance to be yours, I'd give my all to you and be the keeper of your flame. It's your day, hey. If someone loves you back, don't give away, don't hold it back, don't wait, ooh, don't wait, ooh, don't wait. If someone loves you back, don't give away, don't hold it back, don't wait, ooh, don't wait, ooh, don't wait.
Oh, I love her, make my heart beat like a drum.
Thank you.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie and Howard. What's up, Howard?
Hey.
All right. And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. Make sure you check out all the great programming that is on The Flow. And speaking of The Flow, we are doing a fundraiser, yes. You know, we're trying to keep black radio alive, and we do have an Indiegogo fundraiser. I will post the link on thisdateisover.com as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So anything that you can spare, we would greatly appreciate it. $5, $10, $500, whatever you got laying around, please donate, because this stuff ain't free. You know, we got to get the equipment for the shows and, you know, for the live broadcast. And this stuff costs money. So support us, because we definitely support you guys. We take heed to your advice and your suggestions and your feedback, and we just love and appreciate your support. We want to grow as a station, as you know, we always do.
Yep.
Support black business and support black radio, because you know, commercial radio ain't gonna do it. We play stuff that's on the B-side of albums. We play underground stuff that you're not gonna hear on commercial radio, because on commercial radio you can hear the same songs every 18-19 minutes. So please support The Flow, support black radio. Open up your wallets if you will. Yes, $5, $10, $20, $50, $500, $1,000, $2,000.
Whatever you got.
Whatever you got.
Your pocket change.
Please. We would greatly appreciate it. You can skip going to Starbucks for the rest of the week and just go ahead and cough that up to The Flow. We would appreciate it. So like I said, once again, I will post that on thisdateisover.com. And you should have gotten it in my email blast, because I do send out emails every Thursday. So if you're on my email list, you got the message, and I'm going to send it again on Thursday with the link. But stay tuned for that. You just heard a foreign exchange double play. You just heard right. I said right, Lord. I can't even read my own handwriting. Fight for Love was the song that you just heard. And right before that was Don't Wait. If someone loves you back, don't get in the way. Don't hold it back. Don't wait.
Show enough.
And, you know, and Fight for Love by a foreign exchange. One of my favorite groups. And actually, this is foreign exchange playing in the background. Leave It All Behind, probably one of their greatest albums. Leave It All Behind and Audacity. Is that what it's called? Excuse me, I said Audacity. I
had to look up, like,
sorry. Authenticity. I can't. Today has just been one of those days, I swear. I need a drink. Like, seriously, when I get home, it's so going down. But
nobody's going to work tomorrow, so you got it.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
You do.
Okay, so going back to the initial conversation, because we're talking about curb appeal, being curbed and whatnot, because it happens to the best of us. And instead of ignoring them altogether, what are some appropriate ways to reject someone? Do you feel the need to give them an explanation? So let me go on to Facebook. And most people in this particular group say, no, don't even bother. Because you have to explain stuff. You don't feel like explaining things to adults. Some people don't know when to leave you the hell alone. Just ignore the person. But Crystal says some people need closure, but sometimes in trying to give them a reason, you are prolonging the process. They will try to explain or counter or justify anything to change your mind, because they do not share your sentiments. Ultimately, if the person does not accept it, then there isn't anything you can really do. No matter what you say or do, it won't matter.
Right.
And when it comes to that point, you got to add them to block status. Because I've had to do that too. You know, I've had some people try to creep in sideways, and you know, they try to do like, well, I'm just trying to be your friend thing. But I know you wouldn't send your guy friends text messages of this nature at this time of night. You don't check on your guy friends as frequently as you would check on me. So how about you step the hell off? So this one particular person, I had to just block him altogether. You know, when I got my new iPhone, I was like, oh, look at this. Look at God. Look at this block feature. But I didn't realize that he wasn't blocked on my iPad, so I had to figure out how to, you know.
Yeah, those things happen.
Yeah.
You got to know all your technologies. But really, I don't know.
Well, what are some of the ways that you have been curved, Howard?
That I've been?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. It happens. I don't want to put it out there like it hasn't happened. But usually it's just like, oh, that's the homie. Because it was one particular person where we went out regularly. Like, I wouldn't call them like official dates. It wasn't. It was never like, a formal dropped off and flowers and all that, walk to the door kind of thing. But we would go out, we'd meet up a lot, and it was just us two. And I might have mentioned, hey, yeah, we kind of dating. It's not really a thing yet, but we kind of dating. No, that's just a homie. Oh.
You like a brother to me.
And it was, exactly. And it wasn't even like just casual. It felt like spiteful. Like, nah, brother, you are just my friend. Like, please, no one.
Don't play yourself.
No one in this room. Announcement, everyone in the room. This is just a friend. Please don't get it confused. I was like, oh,
dagger in chest.
Thanks.
Wow. I got a yo-yo curve. I'll have to explain that after the break. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Just gonna go to commercial break and we'll be right back after the break. So keep it right here on The Flow.
But the whoa, these are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
And we are back. Yes, that was a quick break, commercial break. Your girl, Miss Marie and Howard on This Date Is Over Radio.
Yeah.
Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Check out our latest blog post, Cookies. And also check out last week's blog post, Sucky Sucky. Did you check that one out, Howard?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
It was inappropriate. But yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah. I was saying that when I had gotten curved by this particular guy that I was like so head over heels for. It was a yo-yo curve, so he got me good because, you know, he would come around, then he would disappear, mm-hmm. and then he would send me love letters and,
oh, wow.
and cards and like, I miss you and, you know, we were together. Everything was just fabulous, but when we were apart, it was just like, nothing. So he contact would, you know, go back and forth, and you know, he would just you know, fall off. So I'm like, I'm not going to chase you.
Mm-hmm.
So then he would send me a message like, well, that's messed up. I haven't heard from you in a while. I'm like, well, the phone works both ways.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, hold up, how was that my fault? So it was just a whole back and forth yo-yo until I had to like snap out of that trance with that
like
person,
that.
And I finally just let that situation go.
I had one like that,
but he always comes back.
Yeah,
well. Always comes back because he knows I have a soft spot for him. But it's gotten harder over the years.
Mm-hmm. No,
very hard.
In undergrad, I had one that in the dorms we was all lovey-dovey. Even in the hallways, like anybody could see whatever,
mm-hmm.
like we were together. But on the yard.
Like, hey, Keisha.
Yeah, I don't know you.
Crickets.
Don't look at me. I don't. I was like, oh.
Who are you?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
How'd that work?
That's it interesting. Didn't. It was very short-lived.
What was her explanation for that?
There was none.
Oh.
She tried to apologize one day, and I had a girlfriend. It was crazy. No, it was yeah.
Is that not a great feeling?
No, yeah.
Somebody that
she was just like,
for,
oh, you've been
like,
doing
you know
this.
What?
I was like, nah, you've been playing me, son. So when you don't talk to me in the yard, and this young lady does,
guess what?
I mean, that's what I did. So it was interesting. Life works out that way sometimes.
It does. It's great for it to work out that way. You know, I would be more than happy if somebody that, you know, I didn't get with or didn't work out with got with somebody else because I didn't want to be with them to
yeah.
begin with. So it is what it is, you know. I hope that they are successful. I mean, shoot, I want to be successful too.
Indeed. That's everybody's goal, to get what they're looking for. But curving is unnecessary. What
this,
is happening?
This curve is terrible. You know, back to the question, instead of ignoring them altogether, what are some appropriate ways to reject someone? And this guy says, tell the person, here, kill yourself. I will not be doing that.
Yeah. Y'all doing too much. See, that's curving in itself. Like, sometimes you're doing too much.
This girl, Tasha, says, I told a dude once after being exasperated, why are you wasting your energy on me when you could be putting it into someone, I mean, into pursuing someone who is really interested in you? You're wasting your time with me. And she turned into his therapist. But why do guys do that, though?
I don't.
If I tell you, I've like, I don't know what else to do. Like, give you smoke signals? Do I need to write a letter? Do I need to send a police officer up to your house with a restraining order?
Put him on with one of your friends. Get him. Find him someone, because it's not going to be you. And he obviously isn't getting the hint. If you put him on with somebody else, maybe he'll get the hint. Be like, okay, well, and then he can focus energy there. Matter of fact, find somebody you don't like and put them together, so that if it doesn't work out, then you did something mean to your. I don't know.
I'm looking at a response from Miss Lee. She said, "My current solution is to ignore. Dude even proposed. Really nice guy and great on paper. Hated to hurt his feelings, but was not letting me fade out or take hints. It seemed to fuel his fire. And we're 6 months in, and he's still calling and texting. Called this week and asking if everything is okay with us. I just don't want him to escalate, but my fam and peeps are on alert for him." So what were you doing? So
I don't know. Matter of fact, one of my homegirls this weekend told me she got a text message from a guy breaking up with her, and they were not in a relationship. She was like, "I don't even talk to this guy. I haven't talked to him in months."
That's the other hard part too. It's like, damn it, man, we are not in a relationship, and I got to break up with you.
Yeah.
That's an odd situation. It's like, you know what? And that goes back to me not wanting to have that whole rejection conversation to begin with, because it's like, damn it, we ain't together. Why do I really have to,
Maybe that's the way he's got to be. It's a breakup.
Breaking up with somebody that you're not even with. That's an interesting dynamic, but that seems to be happening a lot nowadays. Like, you have to remind people, like, hey, you and I are not together. We're not a couple, so calm your nerve. But I don't want to be rude to anybody. That's the thing.
It gets to a point now where you have to. Curving may be necessary. Maybe that's the conclusion of the night. When it's necessary, it is okay to curve.
When is it necessary?
When someone's not accepting the fact that you're not rocking with them like that. When you really don't want to have nothing to do with them beyond a friendship.
You know what? I'm trying to think of a funny curve that I did recently. It's because this guy was getting on my nerves. Number one, I just found... I don't like name droppers. I hate when people try to drop names of celebrities and like designers. Especially when I didn't ask. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask you, oh, I'm in a meeting with XYZ famous person. I don't care. So, I don't like passive aggressiveness either. Because... Mm-hmm. Anyway, what did he send to me? He said, "Well, can we get together this weekend, or are you going to be booed up or something?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to be booed up."
Yep, because that's the only way you can respond to something like that.
I said, "Yep, I'm going to be booed up." He was like, "Oh, well, congratulations. Well, we can still hang out as friends, right?" I didn't respond. Like, I'm not even going to, you know, congrat. He was like, "Congratulations, I'm so happy." No, you ain't happy for me.
Exactly.
You ain't happy for me.
Get out of here.
But I don't like stuff like that. If you want to ask me out, fine. So be it. Do it that way. But don't hit me with the subtle jabs. Mm-hmm. How's your little radio show doing? I don't like stuff like that.
See, yeah, no, that's when you get throat chopped.
Yeah.
Your little radio show. Can I punch him in the face?
How's your little website? How's your little radio show? How's your little shirts doing? How's your little job? How's your little business?
Why everything I'm doing got to be little? Just because you can't get it.
Yeah, player. I don't know. But he annoyed me. So that's a curve I can think of recently. I can't think of anybody else. Mm-hmm. I really can't.
I mean, but you shouldn't be out here curving people.
I don't try to, but I will definitely let tell them how I feel. Mm-hmm. It might not be the nice way, but yeah. I'm going to let you know that I have a problem with your approach. You know, I hope somebody's listening, because somebody definitely tried to approach me with a meetup. I said, a meetup? That don't sound like a date to me. A meetup? First of all, I like to go on dates. Meeting, I said, are we meeting up as friends or something? Mm-hmm. Is that what this is? Or are you asking me out? So if you're asking me out, I would like for you to try that again. And while, you know, picking up the phone, let's have a conversation about this.
So when you say something like that to a guy, can he immediately ask you again without you?
Yeah.
Okay. He can just be like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
How about we go?
And I let him know. I say, yeah, I know I'm giving you a hard time. Okay. So I let it be known that I was giving him a hard time, because I want you to treat me like a lady.
So if somebody was in the group, was on facebook.com/thisdateisover. And wanted to court you through there, how would they do that? Is there a way to do that without obviously being curved over the group.
Don't pull what Steven did in the group. Yeah, I called him out. Do you see what he said?
I missed it.
We were talking about places we've had sex before, and he tried to put me out there. I was like, you lucky if you got a whiff of my underarms, let alone my poon. You ain't coming nowhere near this. Yeah, I said it.
I missed that one.
Yeah. It's like, you wish. Okay. But, I mean, I guess they would have to send me like a private message or something.
But if they did it in the group, would you curve them or would you?
It depends on how they did it.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I don't want them to like completely put me on blast, you know. And that has actually happened to me before. Oh my God. I was at a club. And you know what? It's almost time for us to go to, by the way. I was at a club and I met this guy. It was an alpha event, actually. Mm-hmm. And I met one of the alphas there. Like, one of them was my friend. I brought my line sister and a couple other people there. And I met this one guy. We spoke briefly. And I guess he took a liking to me. Mm-hmm. And then they took a pause in the program, you know, in the club to make announcements. And he was like, you know, Angie, so-and-so wants to marry you. I was just like,
Marry? Wow.
Or something like that. Oh, no. He said, he loves you. I'm just like, okay. Like, that's embarrassing. Yeah. He didn't even have my phone number. Like, how are you going to get on the mic and start professing?
Oh, this was on the mic?
Yes. Oh. Like, you on the microphone. You're like, hey, Angie. Like, I've known you for 5 minutes. And that was odd.
Was he drunk? I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He probably was. But that, cool guy. But mm-hmm. I just thought that was real odd.
Yeah. What'd you do? What was your reaction? You just put your head down and walk away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm like, well, that's kind of a popular name, so I could kind of play that mm-hmm. off. But I was just, like, mortified at first. It's like, I was stuck. But yeah. Curve appeal. But it's almost that time for us to get out of here. So, Howard, any parting words?
It is almost 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. There's going to be crazy snow tomorrow. You have a limited time to find your boo for the next 24 hours when you'll be snowed in. So, get on it, people. Take advantage. Yeah.
And if you don't have, if you don't want a chance driving, you know, Uber is your friend. You could take an Uber to their house, I guess. But
this might be the last opportunity this winter season. Make sure you get you some prophylactics and a bottle of wine and enjoy yourself.
I'm not trying to have nobody's baby. I got wine in my car. But I'm not trying to have anybody's baby.
Have your New Year's baby. Isn't that 9 months? That's 9 months from now.
Is it?
Yep. It's March.
Oh, okay.
Early March.
Yeah, whatever.
Something like it. I don't know. December. Sometime.
December, January. I don't know. I'm not trying to have a winter baby. So I would like to have a winter boyfriend first before I have a baby. So, you know, we can practice, but I'm not trying to go that far and have a freaking baby. No. It's not going down. So. But like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. Come back every Wednesday, each and every Wednesday night. We're here on The Flow. The best way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. If you like what you hear, tell your friends about us. You know, we do this for you and it's fun for us too. And if you want to be a guest on This Date Is Over Radio, feel free to contact me. You can email me info@thisdateisover.com. Also check out the website. I'm all over the place. You know, thisdateisover.com is the website. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram @dateisover and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I'm going to post a link, like I said previously, The Flow. We're doing a fundraiser, Indiegogo. So support Black radio, support Black business by opening up your wallets. We would greatly appreciate it. $5, $10, whatever you can spare. I'll post a link to that as well as to our Facebook group. You know, we have a very lively Facebook group with some great conversations, and some of them go kind of south
quickly.
You know, it's a little crazy. Some crazy folks in the group, myself included. So if you want to fellowship with us outside of This Date Is Over Radio, you are welcome to do so on social media. And that's all I got for you guys. So thank you once again for tuning in. And we look forward to having you back next Wednesday on The Flow. So take care. Good night. Bundle up. I hope you got your milk, eggs, honey, condoms, and KY jelly for the next few days and for this weekend. So y'all have a great night. Bye-bye.
Night.